morning, church. It's great to meet this way, but we definitely do miss just the gathering of the saints. In this time, we can definitely see how God made us as not just relational beings, but how God made us for community. And we definitely miss being together as a community, as the church of God. So, but we're thankful to meet this way. We come to the end of our study in 1 Timothy. And the passage this morning comes from 1 Timothy chapter 6, reading from verse 20 to 21. And Paul starts off, and you can see his love for young Timothy as he starts off this passage with the words, "O Timothy, guard the deposit entrusted to you. Avoid the irreverent babble and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. For by professing it, some have swerved from the faith. Grace be with you." Many years ago, I used to work in the bank, and people would come and they would deposit these large amounts of money into the bank, and we had to keep it safe. We had to guard that which they entrusted to us for safekeeping. It was never our money, it was their money that we had to guard. We couldn't alter it, we couldn't change it, we just had to guard that which they entrusted to us. Often they would deposit not just money, but sometimes jewels or valuable documents. They would entrust it to us, and we would be the custodians of that which is valuable to them. We couldn't change it. We couldn't alter it. We didn't make it precious. We didn't make it valuable. It was valuable. We didn't need to change it in order to be valuable. It was valuable to those who entrusted it to us. Well, that's exactly what Timothy was to do with that which was entrusted to him. He was to guard it. He was to keep it. It says, guard the deposit entrusted to you. Now, this deposit that was entrusted to him was the gospel. It was the good news of Jesus Christ. It was the sound teachings, sound doctrine, sound teachings about Jesus Christ. And you see, in this church, we know that there were false teachers. And in the day, the Gnostics, they went off and they really believed that they had a higher knowledge that took them outside of the gospel, a knowledge that went beyond the scriptures, a special revelation from God that took them outside of the plain teachings of the word and the gospel. So the Gnostics believed that they had a superior knowledge. But Paul says, avoid it. Avoid the empty words, you know, this claiming of a higher knowledge. Because their words ended up being nothing but empty talk. You see, the Gnostics, eventually, their belief that they had a higher knowledge ended up in them believing something different about Jesus Christ. And what does it help? You sound very spiritual. You think you've got this higher knowledge of God, and yet you believe something completely different about the person of Jesus Christ. They, for example, believed, they didn't believe in the humanity of Jesus Christ. The Gnostics, for example, believed that the body was evil and the spirit was pure. So you could really just do whatever you wanted in the body. Just sin as much as you want because the spirit is pure. So their thinking, their higher knowledge led them to sin. And it just contradicted the good news of Jesus Christ. And so they, what they believed really led them astray. And so Paul writes to Timothy and he says, stay away from this, avoid this. Hold on to that which has been entrusted to you. Hold on to the gospel, because that's, of course, going to affect your life. Maybe a challenge for us is to say, well, are we clinging to that which has been entrusted to us? This gospel, this good news has been entrusted to us. And to guard it, to preach the gospel to ourselves every single day. You know, I always say to people, I recently had a Bible study with a group of guys, and I said to them, guys, the most important thing is the gospel. That's the most important thing that has been entrusted to you. Guard the gospel. And so we don't alter it. We don't change it. We hold on to the gospel. And so what we need to guard against is, well, what is the gospel says something about God. It says something about his holiness, about his goodness, about his justice, about his love. It says something about the character of God. The gospel says something about humanity, about man, the depravity of man, the need for of man to be saved, to be made right with God, that we cannot save ourselves. The gospel says something about Jesus Christ, about his Jesus being 100% man, Jesus being 100% God, about his person. It says something about his work on the cross, his atoning work on the cross, his sacrifice on our behalf. The gospel says something about us being saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. That it's by grace alone, through faith alone in Jesus Christ alone, that we can be saved. That it's not by our good works or any other way that we can be saved. That's the gospel. The gospel says something about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And to alter that is to go astray. And so I just remember saying to a group of guys that, don't alter, don't swerve, don't stray from the gospel that has been entrusted to you. Stick to the gospel.